Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Very excited to be chatting with you this morning as we are in the middle of celebrating Extension and Outreach Week across the state of Iowa, celebrating Iowa State University's 100 county extension offices that bring the resources and research of Iowa State University to the people of Iowa. This statewide celebration this week, April 8th through 13th, is a way to say thank you to the volunteers, community leaders, organizations, partners, and clients we work with to support and reach across the state of Iowa to improve the lives of Iowans. We engage Iowans in solving today's problems and planning for tomorrow. Every year, more than a million people benefit from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach programs across the state because Iowa State University Extension programs cover the entire lifespan from Iowa's youngest to oldest residents. Programs benefit people in the area of economic growth, healthy families, thriving communities, and sustainable environments. ISU connects with millions of people online as well through our online publications in the store, as well as downloadable resources from many of our specialty extension areas. We are committed to the land-grant mission of accessibility and research-based education and information for all Iowans. As we celebrate Extension Week across the state and here in Cass County, we are reaching out to thank our partners and those who are attending programs with us this week. If you also follow the Cass County Extension Facebook page, we've got some fun trivia and contests going on there. We encourage you to stop by the Extension office and learn more about what Cass County Extension has to offer you and upcoming programs that may be of interest. Above all, during this Extension Week, thank you for connecting with us here in Cass County as we provide extension services to all Iowans. One of our very popular products is the garden calendar that we have available. And as we flip to the month of April in the garden calendar, a few good reminders as we get some spring warm-up going on here. The first half of April is a great time to sow lettuce, carrot, beet, and radish seeds in the garden and to incorporate fertilizer into the vegetable garden before planting many of those things, especially some of those transplanted plants. You may also want to plan a rain garden for your landscape. Last week we talked a little bit about applying crabgrass preventer to lawns when the forsythias begin to bloom. And there's also a reminder to get those potatoes and onions planted. And that is what our horticulture specialists are talking about in this week's horticulture column. The potato is one of the most important vegetable crops in the world and is available in cultivars of many shapes, sizes, and colors. There's over 1,000 different varieties of potatoes that can be grown in home gardens, including many heirloom potatoes. The texture and flavor vary quite a bit from variety to variety, and our horticulture experts this week are chatting about guidance on selecting varieties for Iowa, as well as how to properly plant those for best success in the home garden. If you're looking for a good site to plant your potatoes, you want a well-drained, fertile, slightly acidic soil. The planting site should also receive at least 6 hours of direct sunlight each day. You do not want to amend the soil with large amounts of organic matter, as this may increase the occurrence of potato scab. Our online article from our horticulture specialist lists many good potato varieties for Iowa that are commonly available and perform well. Of course, if you don't have that online, you're welcome to stop by the Extension office and we'd be more than happy to get that printed for you as well. If you're wondering about the types of potatoes you may want to plant, it's best to purchase certified disease-free potatoes at garden centers and mail-order nurseries, as potatoes are susceptible to several serious diseases. Potatoes that remain from last year's crop may carry undetectable diseases, and potatoes purchased at supermarkets for table use may have been treated to prevent sprouting. Best results, if you're looking for excellent quality and high yields, are obtained by getting certified seed potatoes. You can purchase seed pieces or whole potatoes. Potatoes should be planted in early spring. Early to mid-April in this part of Iowa is usual. Small tubers may be planted whole. Larger potatoes should be cut into sections or pieces, making sure that each seed piece has at least one or two eyes or buds and weighs at least 2 ounces. After cutting the tubers into sections, you want to place the freshly cut seed pieces in a humid 60 to 70 degree Fahrenheit location for 2 or 3 days. This short healing period will allow the cut surfaces to callus over, and these pieces are less likely to rot in cool, wet soils once planted. Once you do plant your potatoes, place the seed pieces with the cut side down and the eyes facing up, or small hole potatoes, 3 to 4 inches deep and 1 foot apart within the row. Your rows should be spaced about 3 foot apart. Again, all this information is coming from the ISU Horticulture Hotline. You can give them a call at 515-294-3108 or email hortline@iastate.edu for information on yard and garden questions. If you'd like information on upcoming programs and resources right here in Cass County, of course, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at our website or follow us on Facebook for upcoming events and those fun Extension Week trivia contests. You can also stop by the office, 805 West 10th Street here in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension. Have a great Extension Week.